Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
I understand that we're rolling. It's the Get Up Show here on the Simon Says Podcast number 60. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Rolling on the river.
It's me, Sean, and Charlie and Maddie over there. We do the Get Up Show on the radio. You can catch us at 987simon.com and check out our Facebook page and call the Simon line if you ever want to, 336-373-0987. I've heard from people who listen to the podcast, by the way, Maddie, that they loved hearing listener phone calls on the podcast. Charlie, did I tell you Maddie doesn't like having phone calls on the podcast for some reason?
Okay. And why do these people love it so much?
Because they said it was like a window into the radio show. It was insight on the show, and us dealing with the calls and the subject matter of the calls was entertaining to them.
Well, so, is it because it keeps them from having to listen to us for a couple of minutes?
Whatever works.
I'm glad your sister liked them.
She loved them. So happy St. Patrick's Day. It might not be St. Patrick's Day when you're listening, but when we're recording this, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And we all know why leprechauns love to go outside on this day.
Why is that?
Come on, man.
To sit on their patio.
Furniture.
No, yeah, man. I had it covered.
Yeah. Bruh.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. This is not the place for dad jokes. Let's get to some St. Patty's Day stuff.
Well, you know a leprechaun's favorite type of music, don't you?
No.
Shamrock and roll.
Right.
Dude, right. Come on. You do those on the air. This isn't the time. This is not the time and the place. I would rather talk about the listener calls.
All right, seriously then. Do you know when a leprechaun crosses the street?
When? To staple to the chicken?
When it turns green.
The leprechaun or the street?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Look, when you go to a stand-up, when you go see a stand-up, do you have questions for him? Do
yes.
you guys help
yes.
out this much when you go to a comedy show? Because this is great the way you guys handle this.
I'm getting ready for comedy shows to come back. It's going to be great. That doesn't make any sense. Why are you doing that?
I have something funny to add to that joke. Hey,
that was cool.
That was okay, but do you know when Valentine's Day comes after St. Patrick's Day?
When?
In the dictionary.
God, make it stop.
Talk on it. But I used to love going to McCool's. McCool's is this famous Irish pub here in Greensboro, and they used to apparently like us because they would give us run of the building, man. Maddie used to climb up on top of the building and put banners up on the building. You could see from all over town, and we would be down there doing our morning show live from the bar.
Wait. Now, let's be clear. They gave us run of the building on the outside, on the inside, since it was such like high-priced real estate, they would promptly kick us outside as soon as we were done broadcasting. Because they're like, we want the bodies at the bar, which was fine. It was just funny because it was like, all right, you guys done? All right, clear off that table.
We're going to be crowded. We need you to leave.
And there were people who used to be part of the show who aren't anymore, who had very special breakfast orders that weren't on the breakfast menu, but they were such special people that they would get whatever they wanted.
They're
serving like an Irish breakfast and stuff, right? When they first start the day, and then they move on to the other menu items.
Basically it's like you got breakfast menu and lunch menu, and we had some certain members of the show that would be like, all right, we're on our fish and chips.
I'll have the fish and chips.
Oh, well, we're not making that.
Oh, you're breaking up.
But they always got it. Always got the fish and chips.
Well, hey, if it works, no, whatever.
Shout out to Simone over there at McCool. She's awesome.
She is. She is just hot, too. I mean, I got to say it. We always were crushing on her, man. We were trying to play it cool, and we had a professional thing going there. But it was like, she's such a babe. It's like, oh, yeah, cool, yeah. So you want us to sit up over here? Okay, yeah. But just like, oh my God, she's right here. She's so hot.
Hey, could you guys mention? Sure. What? What do you want?
Whatever you want. Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. Here's my keys.
Well, I want to give a shout out to Opie and the gang at Finnegan's Wake in Winston-Salem, because that's around my side of the world. That's where the big, fun St. Patrick's Day party has always been. And unfortunately, because of the things going on, it's had to change a bit. But they're still doing it. They've still got a thing going on today. So.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Glad they're doing it. I'm glad that the people with their bars and restaurants and stuff are starting to bounce back. You know, some people said that first weekend after the restrictions were lifted that it was just like old times, that it was exactly what they were dreaming of, the people coming in just throwing their money at them. And I'm so glad to hear that, because it was right at the breaking point for people, man. So that's cool. Did we mention this is number 60? It's podcast number 60. Be sure that you like and subscribe and all that stuff. The way you sit on the sofa with your partner says a lot about your relationship, you two. So I don't know if you guys share the sofa. I think that if I'm guessing, I would say that Maddie and his wife probably have individual sofas at their house.
Sofa love seat combo. It's a divided sectional, if you think about it that way.
Okay, and I've never been to Charlie's house either, but I'm picturing Charlie has her own, let's call it a love seat, and I'm picturing that her man sits in a recliner nearby. Is that right?
None of the above. We have a giant sectional, and I have my little cozy corner, and then he has his spot where he's broken down the cushions and made it all comfy for him.
All right. Well, here's what it means. If you sit on different sofas, it could suggest you are more independent and free-spirited, and you secretly steal the other person's snacks.
No, she doesn't have her own snacks, really.
Well, then she steals yours.
Probably.
Yes.
That's what this means.
I did notice that the rest of a pack of my Girl Scout cookies went away, so I don't know if it was the boy or her.
Well, according to the way you sit on the couch, it could have been her.
It was her.
If either of you sits with your legs on the lap of the other person, the person with their legs over their partner is to some degree demanding attention and has the dominant position in the relationship.
In my house, it's the dogs on her lap. And again, that makes sense. It's the dominance in the relationship.
This also indicates a happy relationship, signifying a couple that's comfortable with each other, and one of them loves Baby Yoda.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Again, that's my wife's relationship with her dog. So there you go.
If you sit side by side, touching but not cuddling, you may not be in the first flush of passion, but you're connected and seeking to maintain contact with each other. And you love thrift stores.
Who comes up with this? Like,
last little things? I think Sean's adding those to the end.
If you sit at opposite sides of the sofa, careful, because you may be becoming detached from one another.
No. What about thrift stores?
Well, no. If you sit on opposite sides of the sofa, you talk to your friends about each other.
Oh.
While you're sitting on the couch.
Yeah, because you're so far away from each other.
Yeah, no, she can't hear me. It's fine. Yeah.
If you cuddle in the corner of the couch with your special somebody, The person spread out in the corner is owning the space, suggesting confidence and power in the relationship, while the partner in the middle is looking for security. And they secretly threw away a pair of your socks.
Again, what?
None of this happens.
If you cuddle in the middle, if you cuddle in the middle, it's said to signify equality and a real connection in your relationship, with the main focus of being togetherness. And one of you makes homemade hair products.
Where did you get this scientific study?
I think one of these days, like, I swear, the people who do these, you know there's not some science behind it. This is some person who randomly wrote down some stuff and put it on the internet. Like, I feel like we could do this. It's like, you know, if you sit on one side of the couch and your mate sits on the other side of the couch, you have anxiety issues about your relationship, and also one of you smells like tuna.
Why are you messing with my science? I bring you science and you bring me jokes? Here's the last one. If you corner cuddle with tucked legs, this is said to show comfort, with the person in the corner being the stronger in the relationship, and they want a boat.
I corner cuddle with the dog.
I think, wait, now I get it. The scientists had worked their own things into this, so they wanted a boat. Like, so, yes. So whatever it was, this is how they did it.
I can't help it. I'm just trying to help you guys.
Oh,
boat.
Oh, let's see.
What if we already have a boat?
Well, don't sit that way.
Yeah,
aren't you listening?
One.
Don't sit that way. If you already have a boat, you're screwing it up for people out there in the world.
Okay.
The dictionary has added a whole bunch of words that aren't words this last week. Do you have that list handy, Charlie? Because I didn't keep it.
I did not.
Words.
The only one I really remember was the take on Joey Tribbiani saying supposedly, and they've literally added a mispronunciation of a word to the dictionary.
Let's see.
Was this dictionary.com? Because if you look up new words in the dictionary, you get like 9 bazillion entries because they keep doing this. But you think about it, what the hell else are they going to do?
Yeah, they've got it. I mean, if they just stick with the same words all the time, they kind of their job runs out.
Exactly.
They're not even like printing them anymore.
How big is this dictionary going to be? I mean, are they going to actually have to print these things and it's just like, you know, 5 feet thick?
It's infinite. Nobody uses an actual tangible dictionary anymore.
Sure.
Was it
do.
Bill the Cat that said ack? Because is that in there?
Yeah, probably.
But you guys remember going to the library and sneaking over to the unabridged dictionary and looking up certain words
because they were dirty words.
They were all in there, man.
Yeah. We had one at home and I would always look up those words. Also they added things like that just became common terms this year, like super spreader.
Yeah.
And
I got it. Hybrid learning is one they added. Zoom, doom scrolling was added.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sleep hygiene was added. See, some of these make sense.
Wait,
some of these are.
Wait, what's sleep hygiene? I don't know.
That's like not looking at your phone, man, like you do right before you go to bed and you're not leaving your TV on to sleep.
What does that have to do with hygiene?
Sleep
hygiene.
It's
the ways that you get the best sleep.
Yeah, maintain your quality of sleep by observing proper sleep hygiene and not doing those things. Doesn't that make sense?
No, because I hear hygiene, I think that's like bathing. Yeah. Like automatically.
I think that too.
I'm not like washing something.
You're dirty if you're not maintaining sleep
washing.
Hygiene.
Do I need to go to sleep in the tub?
Sleep washing. He wakes up smelling so good.
Huh, this is amazing.
But the one word that's not on this list that drives me the craziest, we talked about it on the show the other day, is ooey.
Dude, it's in a Burger King commercial that's on TV right now. It's about their sourdough. They have like a sourdough burger, and it's ooey gooey.
Ugh, I hate that. And you know, what's her name? Chef Ann. Isn't that her name? The girl with the spiky blonde hair that's always wearing a chef coat so you know that she's a chef no matter where she goes. That's
you
like her name.
No otherwise.
She started that years ago when she was making like cookies or whatever and talking about how ooey gooey they were in the middle, and then it went crazy from there. All the cooking shows talked about ooey gooey, and every time they say it, I just bristle up. I can't stand that.
Well, you had a good point, though, too, is that ooey doesn't stand alone. Like, nothing is just ooey. It has to be associated with gooey as well.
Because if you said it alone, it would have the opposite connotation. It would be like something that's gross. That's ooey.
Yeah.
But if you say ooey gooey, then it's like, oh, it's going to be delicious.
And doesn't gooey just kind of sound like you might have to get a shot for it?
Wait a minute.
Again, neither one of them can stand alone.
Ooey is in the Collins Dictionary, you two. You can't believe it. And it is a substance which is repulsive to look at or touch. Well, so they're saying that their burger is repulsive and cheesy.
Okay, well, look up gooey.
It's the opposite.
That's awful.
What happens if you look up gooey? Because is gooey as well? Like, so it's disgusting.
I think standing alone, they're both gross, but when you put them together, they're delicious.
Gooey comes up as soft and sticky.
Which could be gross.
Again, all of these things sound like it would then be tied to some sort of like... I cannot get over the amount of drug ads that are on. Like, I watch the news every night, and every night it's like, you know, which one is this for? And it's like, then the side effects come in. It's like, you know, bowel disorder, this rash, redness, ooey gooey.
Doctor, I've got a little bit of ooey gooey.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Hold on. We'll get you a shot for that.
Put a patch over it until it stops.
Let's just dab at it.
You know how the Meghan and Harry interview aired in the U.S. first, and then like a few days later it was in the U.K.? Well, a lot of people in the U.K. watched the U.S. broadcast of it, and they can't stop talking about how many drug ads we advertise. Like, that's not a thing over there.
Really?
No. And they're like, first of all, the side effects are worse than the actual, what it's trying to treat. And why should I be asking my doctor about this? Shouldn't he already know?
Yeah, it is.
Which
it is kind of backwards.
The least ooey gooey. Was it that one?
So Heinz has come out with some new crazy stuff. My favorite is Hanch.
Yeah, that was a good one.
What was the other one? The...
Tarchip.
Tarchip, yes.
And the wasabioli.
Hanch is hot sauce and ranch mixed, which is a good idea. People probably have been making that at home for a long time.
That name is terrible.
Hanch. Hey, could you bring me a side of Hanch? Well, no.
Rot sauce doesn't work either.
And Tarchip is ketchup and tartar sauce. I don't think that one's going to be as good. Although, what is that? That's a thing. Isn't that like French dressing or Russian dressing, something like that? It's one of those. That's basically all it is, isn't it?
Because we talked about it. Cocktail sauce is ketchup.
Thousand Island.
And horseradish.
It's Thousand Island.
Island is tartar sauce and ketchup?
That's got the pickles and the relish and stuff in it, too, doesn't it?
I know it's not
French or Russian, because those are just orange and sweet. It's the one with the stuff in it. I think it's Thousand Island.
Ketchup, mayonnaise, and relish is Thousand Island, basically.
Okay.
So that's ketchup, mayonnaise, and relish, you say?
Yeah, but what's in tartar sauce? I thought tartar sauce was like mayonnaise, lemon juice, and capers? Or am I making that up?
No? You're too fancy, bro. You ain't getting no capers at the Crab Shack down at the beach. What are you thinking about? Hey, excuse me, ma'am. This tartar sauce doesn't have any capers.
Do what?
Well, it's a caper.
And then
robbery?
The wasabioli is wasabi mixed with your mayonnaise. That's not bad.
Okay.
I just
want to find a good aioli sauce. That's a hard to find.
So tartar sauce, it is mayonnaise, sweet pickle relish, yellow mustard, and lemon juice, basically. So, yeah, I mean, it's basically, add that to ketchup. It's basically Thousand Island dressing. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Told you.
Yeah, I know.
I tried to tell you.
I know. I know. You guys, you're doing it. You're doing good.
Oh, but let's call it Tarchip instead.
Tarchip. Huh.
Well, I mean, that's going to sell. It's like that dang, I still haven't gone back to get that green bottle of goo that was like squeezable.
Sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut. Squeezable sauerkraut. I was like, what? What do you do with, oh my God, what is this? And I don't own a hot dog right now. I don't have any of that in the house. But I was like, geez, I'm going to have to get a hot dog or like a bratwurst or something and squirt this on it. Because just squirting it on your finger and eating some ooey gooey sauerkraut squirt. That's not as good, man. You got to go all out with that. If you're going to go and buy it, use it right.
You know what I bought that is that same sort of concept that I'm thrilled with is a tube of ginger.
Yeah, love
because, because I don't cook that much and rarely do I have a recipe that needs ginger, but so I was like, oh, I'm going to buy all this ginger and then it's going to go bad, whatever. But they have it in a squeezy tube and you just like squeeze a teaspoon out. It's amazing.
No, that really is because nothing goes bad faster than a knuckle of ginger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, and you use like a half inch of it and you still got another 3 feet. Because that's how they sell it.
Yeah.
Oh, now here's a question. Much as one, you know, like if you go to the grocery store, I have been yelled at by my wife for doing this. So like,
it's because of the way y'all sit on the couch.
It is. And I desperately want a boat. So, you know, like you peel off, if they have a clump of five bananas, I'll peel off if I only want two or three or whatever. Or like if you get a thing of like on the vine tomatoes, like I'll peel off what I want.
Yeah.
Same with grapes. And she's yelled at me about the grapes. She's like, what are you doing? You can't do that. I'm like, yeah, I just put the amount of grapes out of the bag that I want into another bag, weigh it, and now go up to the counter.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, I don't do that as much with grapes. I absolutely do it with bananas because I don't need six bananas. I only need like four.
So same thing with ginger. Do you break off what you want of the ginger or do you feel like you have to take the whole thing?
With ginger, I would take the whole thing if I ever bought it. But with the other stuff, it all evens out because somebody else is going to want. That's the beauty of the world. You know, everybody wants the other part. You know, somebody wanted that two bananas.
Wasn't that the Van Halen song? Everybody wants that. Everybody wants it more. You want some too.
Exactly. And they're going to come along and fix that. You know, if you leave that one banana, then that will be in tomorrow's banana pudding on the food bar. Don't worry about it.
That's a good point.
I do kind of wish they'd just put all the grapes out there instead of pre-measuring them for me because it's always like
8 pounds
a giant bag.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. There's a ridiculous amount of grapes. I will not stand for this. I've got to pick my battles.
Yeah, but, you know, then the next time you're going to want all those grapes. Come on, man. Keep an open mind. Do it. Do it for the kids.
And then the only bag left will be the one that the guy picked half of them out.
A bunch of grape stems in there, man. This bag is nothing but seeds and stems, bruh.
It's the worst.
So we tried to get our vaccines. I signed up for the app that alerted me that it was time for me to make my vaccine appointment because when I initially signed up, it said no more vaccines for the month, all the way through April. It said nothing left. I was like, oh, man, now I'm going to get it. And then the next day, ding, time to sign up for your vaccine. So I went in and I clicked on the first early appointment and it asks for your full name, your address, your date of birth, you know, serial number, everything. It asks for everything. So plug in all that info and then click finish. And then it said that reservation time is no longer available. That appointment time is no longer available. So I went to the next one. Same process. That one's no longer available.
Oh, my gosh. This reminds me of trying to get Garth Brooks tickets a few years ago. Every time I click on it, I'm like, oh, get that one. And as soon as you start trying to fill up your information, oh, we're sorry. You took too long.
So however many they had released, by the time I filled out my information three or four times, every single appointment was gone.
Yeah. And I mean, it went out. So they had the first batch of them on Monday around like at 8 a.m. They released like 2,000 slots. And then by 8:30, they were all gone. And then they had some more available. So we got the text. Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so frustrating because every other website, you know, and even concert tickets have gotten better. Like Ticketmaster will hold you have, you know, 3 minutes to complete this transaction. And it's like, okay, perfect. So you think that someone would enact that with this because, look, I get it. And I'm glad to even have this ability and this option. And don't get me wrong, but it's like, it's one extra step for anybody who's ever designed this sort of website. Why would they not do that? Because then it just, you know.
So that when you click on that appointment, you've got a certain amount of time to get your info in.
It's like, by the time you type out your name, it's gone.
It's gone.
Like,
Yeah, leading me on, man. Leading me on, breaking my heart over and over and over again until, you know, it was like, okay, this is done. That's it. They're all gone. But there are some people who are experiencing side effects from their vaccination. I don't care. I will take it right now. I'll take anyone you got. If you roll up in a truck with a misspelled vaccine on the side, I'm taking it.
I think there's a guy behind the sheets on Windover that's got a few. Yeah.
I'll take it. But here are some of the more obscure, some of the weirder side effects. And these have actually been reported by people who have gotten both of their shots. Like ear discomfort is one. Cataract. Somebody got.
Know.
Now, you know, some of these things are going to happen and they just report them after they got their vaccine. I'm convinced of that. I don't think.
They're not necessarily caused by the vaccine.
Like eyelid bleeding.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
Ooey gooey.
That's a wait. Eyelid bleeding is a thing ever?
Yeah, man, it happens all the time.
Gastrointestinal sounds abnormal. Toothache. Somebody got a toothache, and tooth discoloration is another one. Only one person reported tooth discoloration after their vaccination, but it's on the list. That's hemorrhoids. Three people got hemorrhoids from their vaccination, apparently.
I don't think that's how any of this works.
Dry mouth. 300 people got dry mouth.
So, okay.
12 people got a...
Wrong shot.
12 people got a dry lip.
What?
Oh, one person's saliva was altered.
How?
Two people got chapped lips. Two people got an enlarged uvula.
You know, it's funny because my mom, I remember when my mom got her, she's like, my arm's all hot and itchy. And then, you know, of course, she Googled it and that was a thing. It's like injection arm.
Yeah.
And that one turned out to be a common one. But it's the same thing. It goes back to the drug reactions. It's why those drug disclaimers are so long, is that there are possible side effects and it affects everyone differently. You know,
oh, my God, this would be a great one. Possible side effects include feeling drunk, hungover, abnormal feces, flatulence, constipation,
bleeding eyelids,
breath odor,
large
gingival
uvula,
pain, mumps, ligament sprain, sunburn, salt craving,
hot ear,
growing pains, sleep paralysis, hunger, crying, moaning, screaming. Those are actually on the list. 42 people reported crying, moaning, three people reported screaming after getting their vaccine.
But that makes it sound like it was uncontrolled screaming, like all of a sudden it's like, ah!
You don't know. You don't know. You don't know.
You're just mad.
I'm sorry, I just got my vaccine. Ah!
Two people had electric shock.
What?
One person had alcohol poisoning. Now, you can't blame that on the vaccine. Something else was going on there, clearly.
Yeah.
That's great.
Usually when I drink 45 shots, I'm fine.
12 people got pink eye.
Okay, well.
And blamed it on that.
Yeah, that was on your pillow. Sorry.
Oh, and one person blamed their diet failure on the vaccine.
Ooh, can I do that? It made me fat.
There you go. You got to get your vaccine first, and you can blame everything that happens after on your vaccine. But
right.
I don't care. I will take all of those. I will take my eyelid and the runny and the gooey and the ooey. I'll take all of it if I can get my dang vaccine.
Yeah, the craziest thing about it, you know, here, think about it this way, is a year ago, we actually did the math. So was it, did I say the 26th?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So the 26th of March of last year was the year anniversary of us all having to retreat back to the houses. Yep. So it's crazy to think that we're now officially at that year mark. And I'm glad that we're talking about vaccine side effects. It's just, yeah, put it in me. Let's go. You know, I don't care. You know,
the extra Wolfman hair, he doesn't care. It's fine.
No, you just comb it over.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It pops up on my head, but I mean, whatever. I'm ready for it. And, you know, I think that it's been tried out enough that, you know, while some side effects happen. I mean, how many people did you say were screaming?
Three.
Okay, out of how many million, like 24 million or something like that? Or how many millions of shots they've already given? I'll take my risk.
But what it also says is you get your shot and you have a free pass to do all kinds of crazy business because it's all on the symptom list there. You just scream and
exactly.
moan.
Exactly.
Wow, you're right.
You want for like a week.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to make your lives miserable the day
I'm just glad we're not in the same building for all that flatulence.
Oh, you'll be back soon, though. Don't get used to your leisurely lifestyle over there with your two-hour work day and all of that.
God, I hate you guys so much.
Oh, I work more at home than I did at the radio station because I can leave the radio station.
Everybody says that. Hey, listen to this. True. There's this thing that Soleil Moonfry put out called Kid 90.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Did you watch it?
No, I want to, though. I didn't realize the whole backstory behind it.
Holy crap. She carried around a video camera with her. She was Punky Brewster, you know, from the time she was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And her mom was this wild hippie. They had a hippie house, man. And somebody was always videotaping everything that always went on. If it wasn't Soleil, it was her mom or it was a friend. And she and all of her friends hung out together at the hippie house and they videotaped their antics at all times. Like they would go to theme parks or they'd go shopping, whatever. And all of her friends were the other child stars. Brian Austin Green is in this a lot. A very young Robin Thicke, who is the biggest D-bag ever with his hat and his sunglasses.
So he's always been a D-bag.
I love him now. I think he's really outgrown that. And he's cool now on, well, you don't know because you don't watch Masked Singer. But she grows up and she has a hard time after she's Punky Brewster because she really overdeveloped. You know, she had to have that breast reduction done because she was getting really inappropriate roles for someone who was 12, 13 years old because of the way she developed so fast. And then after that, she started getting more grown-up roles, and she continued to carry around this video camera, and she videotaped them all partying. And, I mean, partying hard, stuff that was hard to watch.
Yeah. She was like young Hollywood in the 90s. So any of your favorite stars from that time, that they're all like in there. Who is, I can't think of his name, David Arquette. Isn't he part of it?
Oh, yep. My God.
And like Marky Mark and, you know, so any of the big adult stars now, they were kids with her.
Yeah. And she, you would not recognize her from that cute little girl that was Punky Brewster to her now. She's had so much work done. But whatever, you got to do what you got to do.
She's pretty. Oh, I think she's really pretty. She does. I mean, she was a little kid, though. So, I mean, we've all changed since we were seven.
Yeah, but she had a lot of her face cut off and replaced with other parts. You can tell.
if you say so.
She does not resemble herself at all.
You know, I don't know if that's necessarily work or just the fact that we're not used to seeing her not be a kid. Like, I feel like she's just gotten older.
No.
That's my take on it. I think that she just grew up and she's not seven.
No.
If you had a picture, if you had me being in a TV show when I was seven and had my picture in my face everywhere, I don't look exactly the same.
Her, I noticed, like, I saw the preview for it and I have no interest in watching it, but the, her friend from the show, was it Sherry or something like that? The other little girl, like, she's in this too. She's in it. I noticed that Henry wasn't in it. That was weird.
Well, I'll tell you, you stick with it. It's fascinating when they're kids, when they're little kids, and you're watching them party, and then up to a point, it's absolutely enthralling. You're watching these kids and their opulent lifestyle, and they're getting in everywhere, and they've got the key to the city. And then reality starts to sink in on them a little bit, and they become the biggest whiners, the biggest entitled whiners you've ever seen in your life. I couldn't make it through the end of it. I watched it up until they got grown, and Brian Austin Green talked about the biggest letdown of his life was when he did that rap album, and he found out that people were capable of not liking him. And it broke his heart.
He was such a star.
Yeah. But, yeah, I gave up. I watched most of it. But it's worth it just to watch those kids, man, because we knew them from all the shows and stuff. And to see them in the wild.
And then the big bombshell, of course, is that her first was Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yeah. They handled that a lot in the movie. And he says he hasn't seen it yet, but it's at the top of his list.
Wait, what was the age difference on that one? That can't be good.
Well, he was 29 and she was 18.
Yeah, she was an adult, though.
Okay.
There's somebody at the door, you guys. I'm sorry.
It's Charlie
Sheen.
We got
to wrap it up.
Yeah. I'm still winning. Can I teach your daughter, Miss Fry?
So you don't want to watch it? You don't have any interest in watching that?
I mean, I do that. I don't have any interest in watching the her remake of her show.
Oh, no, not
the new Punky Brewster.
All right, so
but I never
dog,
watched the first one. So
your dog wants you to get off of the line, so let's wrap it up. Charlie,
strangers come to the door, and she loses her mind. She thinks she's a big bulldog or something.
Give us a final thought. We'll let your dog eat that person. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So, oh, gosh, I'm sorry. That was so distracting. It was.
It was off completely. In what way?
I know. That's working from home. Watch out for side effects.
All right. What about you, Maddie?
I don't know. I'm feeling a little ooey, but my gooey's okay.
Thank you so much for joining us on podcast number 60. If you care to join us again next week, do it. Tell your friends about it. Subscribe and like and pass that thing around. Puff, puff, give. We appreciate you so much. Next time, all right?
All right, bye.
Bye.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.